Faster models, smarter routers, stronger guardrails. Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It's September 4, 2026, and OpenAI has launched GPT-6 Astra. It arrives in a week when new AI systems can reason for longer, find security flaws, coordinate work across several computers, and turn live satellite data into hourly forecasts. The useful question is no longer only, how smart is the model? It is also, where does it run, what can it touch, and how do we verify what it did? OpenAI launches GPT-6 Astra. GPT-6 Astra is OpenAI's new flagship for complex reasoning, coding, computer use, research, and document creation. It is rolling out first to enterprises in the Trusted Access Program, with API and ChatGPT plan access due in the coming days. The API model has a context window of 1,050,000 tokens and can produce up to 128,000 output tokens. Standard pricing is $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output tokens. Cached inputs cost $1 per million tokens. Very long prompts, above 272,000 input tokens, carry higher rates for the entire request, so the giant context window still needs a budget. The biggest developer changes are about orchestration. A sync tool calling lets Astra keep working while an application executes a slow tool. Mid-turn steering lets a user redirect an ongoing task without throwing away completed progress. An application can also change reasoning effort during a conversation while preserving the cached prompt prefix. Those features make agents more responsive, but they create new state management duties. Your runtime must track each pending tool by its call identifier, handle results that arrive after the user changes direction, and make retries idempotent. OpenAI recommends the responses API for tool use. Astra supports low through max reasoning effort, but does not support a none setting. Gemini 3.8 raises the pace of agentic work. Google has launched Gemini 3.8 Flash, its latest workhorse model for coding, reasoning, and autonomous agent tasks. The introductory API price is 75 cents per million input tokens and $3.75 per million output tokens. Google says the model improves substantially over Gemini 3.7 Flash, which arrived only 3 weeks earlier. It can spend more reasoning steps and make more tool calls when a problem is difficult. That can improve the result, but it also means developers should measure total cost per completed task. A low token price does not help if an agent gets stuck in a long, expensive loop. The specialist release is Gemini 3.8 Flash Cyber. Google says it can autonomously discover vulnerabilities across codebases and generate validated patches. Access is limited to trusted defenders through the Fairwind program because the same capability that fixes a security flaw can be dangerous when misused. The practical lesson: treat a privileged model the way you would treat a privileged employee account. Give it a scoped identity, temporary credentials, a narrow workspace, and no direct path from proposed patch to production deployment. WeatherNext 3 makes forecasting more immediate. Google DeepMind and Google Research also introduced WeatherNext 3. It ingests live geostationary satellite mosaics, refreshes every hour, and produces higher-resolution global forecasts. Temperature and humidity can be represented at 5-kilometer resolution, while other variables use 10 or 25-kilometer grids. Google describes the overall picture as roughly 5 times sharper than WeatherNext 2. The model is being integrated into Search, Gemini, Maps, Google Maps Platform, and Google Cloud. That makes this more than a research result. Logistics, energy, agriculture, and emergency systems may soon consume these predictions automatically. Those integrations must retain the issue time, model version, geographic resolution, and uncertainty. An hourly update is only useful when a downstream decision knows how fresh and how reliable it is. NVIDIA Pair pools the computers you already own. NVIDIA's new personal AI router, called Pair, takes aim at a different bottleneck. Imagine one lead agent delegating 5 independent jobs while several capable computers sit on the same network. Pair presents one familiar Llama or LM Studio endpoint and routes each request to a ready machine that has the right model. It supports recent NVIDIA consumer and workstation GPUs, DGX Spark, and Apple M4 or newer systems. Machines can join or leave as they wake, sleep, or become busy. Pairing uses local discovery and mutual TLS, while job telemetry records where each request ran. In NVIDIA's own demonstration, a 5-subagent workload took 18 minutes on one RTX Spark laptop. Across a 3-device pair pool, it took 8 minutes and 48 seconds. NVIDIA carefully labels that as a configuration-specific demo, not a universal benchmark. Pair does not split one model response across all the machines. Each request stays on one node. The gain comes when a workload has multiple independent requests that can run at the same time. For local AI builders, that is a compelling pattern. Keep the agent harness stable and make capacity flexible behind the endpoint. Just remember to pin models and runtime settings. Two computers using the same model label may still differ in quantization, context size, or prompt template. Specialist capability is changing the deployment rules. Anthropic is drawing a capability line between Claude Fable 5.1 and Claude Mythos 5.1. They share an underlying model, but Fable applies safeguards for broad coding and knowledge work. Mythos is limited to vetted cyber defenders and life science researchers. Anthropic is also preparing enterprise frontier safeguards so monitoring data can remain inside customer-controlled cloud infrastructure. Across Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic, the product is no longer only a model endpoint. The product includes who gets access, which safeguards apply, where evidence is retained, and who may review or stop the work. The builder takeaway separate the agent from its execution authority. Let the model analyze, propose, and test inside an isolated environment. Put signing, production deployment, financial commitment, and other irreversible actions behind deterministic policy and human approval. Record the actual model, policy, and machine used for every request. Measure success, latency, and cost at the task level. And when a system consumes dynamic information such as weather, preserve the data version that informed the decision. The durable advantage is not simply having the newest model. It is being able to root, constrain, observe, and verify what that model does. Quiz lightning round, let's see how closely you were listening. 5 questions, each followed by a short. Before the answer. Question 1, which GPT-6 Astra feature lets an application redirect unfinished work without throwing away the model's completed progress? A. Fine-tuning. B. Mid-turn steering. C. Audio input. Or D. The non-reasoning level. Answer B. Mid-turn steering. Over a WebSocket connection, a new user instruction can change ongoing work while preserving progress already completed. Question 2, what major input change lets WeatherNext 3 create fresher, more localized forecasts? A. Archived climate simulations only. B. Crowdsourced phone predictions. C. Hourly real-time satellite mosaics. Or D. Removing observational data. Answer C. Hourly real-time satellite mosaics. Live observations feed an updated forecast every hour. Question 3, how does NVIDIA Pair accelerate a parallel local agent workload? A. It splits every generation across every GPU. B. It routes independent requests to eligible machines behind familiar local APIs. C. It sends every prompt to the cloud. Or D. It converts every model into one checkpoint. Answer, B. Pair gives the agent one endpoint while choosing a ready node for each independent request. Question 4, why is access restricted for specialist models such as Gemini 3.8 Flash Cyber and Claude Mythos? A. They understand only old programming languages. B. They cannot inspect code. C. Their advanced cyber capabilities help defenders but create serious dual-use risk. Or D. They require weather data. Answer, C. Vulnerability discovery can improve defense or enable abuse, so providers combine it with vetting and stronger controls. Question 5, what central engineering lesson connects today's stories? A. Benchmarks replace workflow testing. B. The lowest token price always means the cheapest result. C. Local inference removes security concerns. Or D. Routing, authorization, observability, and validation must scale with model capability. Answer, D. A model's surrounding execution and control system determines whether capability becomes a trustworthy outcome. That's today's Code Mingle AI podcast. Build with the new capabilities, but design the boundary before you hand them the keys. We'll be back with the next briefing on the tools, models, and engineering choices shaping AI.